From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It was a false alarm and human error when Hawaii residents were alerted to a missile threat inbound to Hawaii on Saturday. The message told residents to seek shelter, adding, "This is not a drill." Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz says the false alarm about the missile threat was based on human error and was totally inexcusable. The morning alert caused residents to panic. U.S. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran Friday while stopping short of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Trump says he was giving Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. The president's proposals to fix the deal's disastrous flaws include Iran's agreement to open all sites immediately to international inspectors and assurance from Tehran that it will never develop a nuclear weapon. Robert Malley, conflict resolution specialist and president of International Crisis Group.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute, our deal was we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. This is VOA News from Washington. South Korea has suggested forming a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month. North Korea's representative to the International Olympic Committee, Chang Eun, acknowledged the proposal Saturday as he was returning home from IOC headquarters in Switzerland, but he did not say whether North Korea supported the proposal, which was made Tuesday when the two Korean countries held talks. President Donald Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African migrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. U.N. human rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
Trump reportedly said migrants from Africa come from S-hole countries, a remark Democratic Senator Richard Durbin confirmed that Trump used during the meeting on migration. A survey of three leading UN agencies, the UN Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, and World Food Program, finds that more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line on less than $4 a day. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
After nearly 7 years of war, the UN survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it ever more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month. Nearly half that sum goes toward food. The UN agencies conducting the survey report most of the refugees need to borrow money for food to cover health expenses and pay rent. It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt.
President Donald Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly 1 year ago. The examination was conducted at Walter Reed National Hospital by the president's personal physician. Since federal health privacy laws also cover the president, it would be up to Trump to decide what information to release. The checkup for the 71-year-old president did not include psychiatric.
That's the latest world news from VOA.